Harmful algae blooms occur worldwide. In Florida, the single-celled organism Karenia brevis is responsible for the most prevalent outbreaks, known as red tide. The algae releases a powerful neurotoxin that kills fish and other marine life and causes respiratory problems in humans. Red tide blooms occur naturally in the Gulf of Mexico, but researchers say nutrient pollution has made nearshore blooms more intense and longer in duration in recent years. Currently, there are no red tide blooms in area waters, but sampling over the last few weeks has shown the algae present in higher than background concentrations. Leanne Flewelling with the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that's not surprising.
This is the time of year that it generally starts. Early October is the classic red tide season, if you will. So the question is, are conditions going to be right to concentrate Karenia brevis to cause a bloom and move it inshore? And it's still too early for us to say.
Moat Marine Laboratory hosts the five-day symposium, which begins October 27th. John Davis, WGCU News.